Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We're fast approaching some very big sporting events, Wimbledon and the Olympic Games, and this week, State of Origin, Game 1. There's war in the Open House office between me and Kate. Our sports guru, Jeremy Rolston, is across it all and he's back for another week. Rollo, how are you going?
I'm very well, Lee. It's great to be back again.
Great to hear your voice. State of Origin, we'll deal with that in a minute. Let's look at Anthony Mundine. He's got a campaign to break into the US boxing scene. That's the latest.
Yes, I tell you, no matter what people think of Anthony Mundine, he is an amazing athlete. And yes, he really wants to break into the US boxing scene. And it starts on July 4th when he's got a fight against former WBO light heavyweight champion, light middleweight champion, I should say, Bronco McCart. Interestingly, he's 41 years old. He's certainly not the same caliber of fighter as Austin Trout, who Mundine refused to fight and was therefore stripped of his WBA interim junior middleweight title. But so this is, I guess, the start of breaking into that US market.
Age has got to be a question, though. Mundine turns 37 next week, has a record of 43 wins, just 4 losses. So it's an impressive career. What more can he aim for? And is this a matter of knowing when your time's up, quitting while you're ahead?
Yeah, look, it having just retired myself at 39, it's an interesting question. look, it is a pretty impressive career. I think if there's one shadow over his career, a lot of people wonder about the calibre of fighters that he's fighted for those wins.
Yes.
And really, that's what he wants to do. He wants to land his dream bout against undefeated 7-time world champion Floyd Mayweather. And again, just break into that US boxing scene.
So, do you reckon he's going to be successful? Will he break into that very competitive scene in the US?
Yeah, look, I think he will. But I guess for those non-sport lovers, it's not as simple as just, I want to fight this guy. It's the management around payment and television rights and everything around that that is as much of a factor in whether you get a fight in boxing as it is just your ability. And so that will actually play a big part in if he's successful in breaking into the US boxing scene.
Be one to watch. So let's move on. Australian riders continuing to perform well in world cycling, Rollo?
Yeah, look, a lot of people may have heard in the last week, Matt Goss doing very well in the Giro d'Italia. He sprinted to victory in the third stage. He's riding for a new Australian outfit called Orica Green Edge that was launched last year. He's had a great run. He's finished twice, second to Mark Cavendish in the sprints, and he enjoyed a spell in the red jersey. And again, a lot of people saying great things about Matt Goss.
So what's next for him, do you reckon?
Well, for him, it's just a matter of recovering so he's fully fit and refreshed, because yeah, all the riders from the Giro d'Italia are now looking towards the Tour de France, which will start next month on June 30 in Belgium. And then from there, a lot of those riders will then look to compete in the Olympics. So it's a pretty arduous schedule for all of these professional cyclists.
Yeah. Now to the big event of the week, State of Origin Game 1 this Wednesday. I've just had a text from my daughter saying, Dad, it's State of Origin, not State of Choice. There's war at home as well. I'm Maroons and they're all for New South Wales. What's your back?
Oh, bring on State of Origin, hey. It's,
yeah.
Well, what can I say? New South Wales hoping to prevent Queensland winning their record 7th series. So if that's not reason enough for war in households or war in offices, there's a lot of people that take a keen interest in State of Origin. And people will remember Darren Lockyer's retirement from Origin with that historic win in the third game of last year. Well, this time around, we'll see somewhat similar again with Petros Tinomasiva.
Bit of controversy this time because it's being held in Melbourne.
Yes, but I guess a lot of people just think it's probably come at a good time, and the Storm has done so well down there for so many years that it's good for the game, if not, I guess, not what New South Wales or Queensland stalwarts would prefer.
Yeah. So Petros Tsivinasiva's last Origin series, he's making history really, isn't he?
Yeah, it's the last State of Origin appearance for him, or touted to be. No other forwards played as many Tests or State of Origin matches as the 36-year-old Petro. He's Fijian-born. He's a great player. He has a huge amount of respect from his teammates, and he has been a linchpin for Queensland, and will likely be in this series as well.
Okay, so some are saying, and Kate's just pointed out, I've got a blue jumper on tonight. It's one of the best Blues lineups in a few years, but will they be able to end what is a 6-year run for Queensland? I've been counting.
Yes, as a lot of people have been. Look, it's a strong team. There are a few surprises. I guess the biggest surprise is Manly back rower Anthony Watmo's omission, given that he's the Test incumbent and he's been in outstanding form. I would say that Michael Jennings and Jarrod Hayne should count themselves very lucky, given that I guess they haven't been performing up to their ability. Whether they have enough to overcome Queensland, I'm not sure. If you look at most of the games in Origin history, really, there's not too much between them. It tends to be the defence rather than attack, and it tends to be who turns up and performs on the night. Do the Blues have enough to get over Queensland? I couldn't answer that. I'm sceptical, but I'm a New South Welshman, so all I can say is go the Blues.
I was kind of waiting for that. Rollo, we'll see Wednesday night. Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
Love your work.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.